found myself in a very strange dilemma this morning with loving money, as we talked about in the last recordings. I took some time to look at $3.6 million, pretend that they're in my account, finding a feeling for that, and then I switched over, or attempted to, towards loving money, really enjoying it, but getting a feeling of love for money. In other words, loving how money abundantly comes into my life. Loving the money itself, the crispy, wonderful bills. I had to sort of be careful not to switch over to what I can buy with the money, but try to love the money in itself. This turned out to be a little more difficult than I thought, because I couldn't really find a feeling of love for the money. I found something as would be probably called more like. I found myself feeling a liking for money. And I tried to expand it to make sure it was totally unconditional, so that I like the money coming in, I also like it as it goes out. So I'm not possessive over it. It's just supposed to be unconditional love. Probably the most I got to was unconditional like, but not really a feeling of love for it. Then I realized that there's something not quite right there. And I started looking in my life for something that I've loved unconditionally. In other words, with no possessiveness over it. With no protectiveness over it, in a sense, but just pure love for it. Unconditional. That word unconditional is a tricky one, because I'm not even sure 100% if it's possible in our realm of existence. You know, I'm sure it is, I guess, but I don't think I've really experienced it. The closest I could get was with my son. And it wasn't always so. I think I learned to develop that unconditional love. First of all, I didn't grow up with it, so I had really no experience of it. So I had to kind of learn it. And I think over the years, as we sit now, on a degree, I'm fairly unconditional. And I accept him as he is, in whatever way he chooses to live his life, and in whatever way, you know, he does, whatever he does with his life. I wouldn't have been always so, because earlier on I would have been more protective, and the minute you add protectiveness to it, well, then there's a bit of a condition in there too. Not that large, but if you then try to switch that feeling over, let's say, to money in comparison, well, if I become overly protective of the money, then again, it becomes conditional. So there's a very fine line to play around in there and try to get an absolute feeling, a joyous feeling for the money. I think with practice, it will grow. As I work at it each day, I believe I will come to a very joyful, happy, loving feeling. It may not be totally unconditional, but I think each day as I practice it, the conditions will lessen. Now, the fact that I'm having a little bit of a tough time really getting a true, joyous, loving feeling for money tells me something. Well, it tells me that I haven't really truly loved money. I haven't really truly found true joy with money, like in money in itself. And when I say that, I hear in the back of my mind little voices. Well, what would your father think of that? Your parents think of that? Your grandparents, if you said something like that? You know, in our society, we have this bit of a stigma that loving money is, well, that's like loving evil, isn't it? So, and yet, it's just money. But the very thought of trying to love money is like trying to love evil, in a sense. I mean, that's silliness, but it's kind of there. And I think it's been running in the background as a little message, an untrue message, but it's been running. And so I never really, truly came to love money. And why not? I certainly love all the things I get with money. I love my boat. That's a fantastic life I live on that, you know, on that boat. I mean, it's just incredible. It's something I dreamed about. I love the food, the candies, the chocolate I buy with it. I certainly love that chocolate. So there's all kinds of things, but the money itself, I've never really had the love for it. And I think that explains why it's never really stuck around. Even as the years have gone by from sending love, my financial inflow has dramatically increased. I mean, the things I have now and how I live, I couldn't even come close to it before. It was like a dream that might never unfold at that time. Now it's become a reality, but the money doesn't really stay very well with me. Now, I can make a lot of money for short periods of time, and then things seem to sort of dry up, or the money just flows through my fingers. So I realized that there is some issues. There's two issues with myself. One, hanging on to it a little bit. In other words, having it stick around a bit, because if you want to buy some larger things, you need to have money stick around in larger quantities to buy those larger things, because they're more expensive, in a sense, right? Unless you get a mortgage, well, then you're really working with someone else's money then. They've allowed themselves to have that abundance, and they now give it to you at a cost. So that's not really the abundance we're looking for. That's just getting a loan. So, and the second thing is that I want the flow to increase to larger quantities so I can expand my horizons even more. So, there seems to be a bit of a ceiling where I've come to with the amount of money that's flowing in. Although it is increasing, I shouldn't say total ceiling, it's still increasing, but at a bit slower rate than I sort of truly would want it, to be quite honest. And then also, I would want it to stick around a little bit, so I want the quantity that's coming in probably to increase by 10 or 20 times, and then, you know, let's say 50% of that stick so that I can buy larger things. It would allow me to buy a large acreage, which is what I want. I have some ideas of things that I want to do, experience in life, and so forth. Anyway, the bottom line is, I realize now a lot of the resistance has come from my deep inner negative feelings about money that I don't even realize. And if you think about it, I've been doing this now for a few months. It has taken me this long to find that little piece of resistance, and I call it a little piece of resistance, although it's actually a very large piece. I think it's a big chunk. So as I continue now over the next few weeks, I'm going to continue experimenting loving money. Now, I will try to bring up whatever possible feeling I can in whatever way I can think of. And that will be whatever comes to my mind. I tried all kinds of things this morning, even sort of talking to it a bit, saying, you know, come on to me, you beautiful, crispy money. I'll take care of you. I'll have fun with you. You know, I'll protect you. I'll appreciate you. We will have enormous joy together. I will keep some of you, I will send some of you out in exchange, and you will come back plentifold. I don't know, I'm just playing with it, trying to find a feeling. You know, as I played with it, I sort of got a sense of it. More like a happiness, a light friendship perhaps. I was also playing with the idea of making it really my friend, because in a sense, money is a friend. You know, whatever methods of ways I can think of bringing the feeling of happiness towards money, expanding it to liking, expanding that to loving money, unconditional. In other words, loving it just as much when I pay it out for a utility bill as when it comes in large quantities. In other words, love, that is not possessive. Unpossessive love towards money. Just a true feeling of loving it. Easy to say, not so easy perhaps to really feel. Now if you're doing this also, I think you're going to find most likely a similar issue, trying to feel it. I think you will probably come across it's not so easy to really feel a love for it. And you'll probably be searching in it inside you and realize it's not even there. All this time you thought it was there. There was a great love, a great feeling of friendship towards money, of happiness. And in a sense, it's been quite the opposite. When I tried for a second to bring up the opposite of love, to see, let's say, if I could feel resentment towards money or dislike, to be quite honest, I could come up with those feelings very quickly. I didn't even have to try very hard. Now that, again, tells me exactly where I've been all these years. And that no matter what I've done with sending love and that, that's been sitting there, virtually holding me back from improving past a certain point. Or it's sort of like I've got the gas full down on the car, but the emergency brakes are on. So no matter how many horsepower I put in, I just don't seem to really be getting the speed. Well, that's where the issue's been. Right smack there. My true feelings towards money have now come to the surface. All this time I really thought I liked money. And all this time, in true honesty, I despised it, I was afraid of it. Because these are the feelings I can very easily bring up for money. Then how come I can't bring up the money, the feeling of friendship, of true happiness, of love towards money? Because those are not the feelings I've really practiced over the years. I've practiced the negative side. So, by that, I've practiced the feelings of lack with money. And as I sat there this morning, I thought, okay, we'll just do it for a few seconds to see where it is. How easy is it for me to feel, get a feeling of lack of money? And I tell you, it took me only seconds to find the feeling of lack of money. And then I went, okay, let's switch over to see how long it takes to find a really good, wonderful feeling as strong as the lack of the positive side of having abundance of money. And you know what? It took a lot longer and it was quite difficult and it took energy and work to find it, to bring it up. So what have I practiced over all these years? I've practiced the lack. I've practiced the resistance. I've practiced the hate for money, a fear of money, despise of money. And guess what? I tried to override all that by sending love out to increase my inflow, which is like adding more horsepower to my car, but the emergency brakes are still on. The bottom line is the brakes are on. So this is all starting to make more and more sense. Then I thought about it and I said, well, okay, I'm doing this with money. How many other things in my life have I done exactly the same thing with? Did I do the same thing with a job? Did I do the same thing with relationships? Did I do the same things with some things that I wanted, like a fancy car, a nice house, friends? And as I thought about it, I played with it a little bit, and I realized that I've done the same thing with everything in my life. Everything that's been a bit of a struggle to get, I've done that same thing. My true feelings were really on the lack, not on the abundance of. So, rather than fighting the resistance, rather than struggling with it, trying to dig it out and put it out, when you struggle against something, it just gains energy because we're paying attention to it. So rather than do that, I just put my attention on loving money, on appreciating it truly, joyfully, really making it my friend. And that's going to be my focus for the next few weeks, or whatever length of time I feel, till there's a really strong feeling, and once I have that strong feeling, I'll probably keep playing with it until it grows and becomes like a broken record where it continuously plays. Because our patterns are like grooves in a record, you know. We jump it out, the needle out for a little while, but if we're not careful, the needle jumps back into the groove and we're back exactly where we started. So it's important to continue on and go continue on through the process. Every day keep expanding it, every day play with it some more, and keep unfolding it. Had I given up a month ago and said, well, I'm not sure if this is working, I probably wouldn't have found this. That's why it's important to keep going. Sometimes even when we think it's not working or not sure anymore, it's still good to keep going, because whatever might be holding us back, whatever it is, will sooner or later come to the surface. And there it is. My lack of love for money. Well, how can I possibly attract it into my life when I really, truly don't even have a love for it?